following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Four categories: the proclamation of the gospel, the four gospels, the propagation of the gospel, the book of Acts, the explanation of the gospel, Romans through Jude, and the culmination of the gospel, the book of Revelation. So as we get a handle on the Word of God, just talking about the New Testament for now, we will be so in love with God, so in love with His Word. His Word is so sweeter than honey, than the honeycomb. His Word is the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. So how many chapters are in every daily reading that you do? It's not just how much, but how many chapters, but how much do you understand of what you read? As we read as many chapters as we can, or as we read as little as we can, just get by it, we have to understand that there are 259 chapters in the New Testament. 259 chapters. So at a pace of a chapter per day, you can read all 27 books in less than 9 months. At 2 chapters per day, you will read the New Testament in just over 4 months. If you can handle a pace of 8 or 9 chapters per day, you will finish the New Testament in just 1 month. But remember, the point is not just to do it and say, I read it, but it's far better to read attentively and aggressively. But nothing can substitute the Bible reading. That's just the New Testament. How about the Old Testament? So another important thing is to know that evangelism, being a witness, having fellowship, being able to encourage one another is such an important part of our lives. One of the things that we don't like to say as a pastor, I've been a pastor for 43 years, and for me to realize that the churches are dying, to know that many churches are closing their doors, to know that many pastors are going through hardships and heartaches, many pastors are quitting, it hurts my heart. At the same time, it makes me realize that somebody's got to do something. And if it's not you, then who? If it's not now, then when? But the reality is that we can blame the church, we can blame the pastor, we can blame ministers, but stop doing that. Let's take a look at ourselves. As we look ourselves in the mirror, we realize that there's so much that we can do by saying, Lord, change me. And ignite a new fire in me, a new passion in me. Because as we realize, if the churches are dying, it's probably because evangelism is dying. As we look at the data, measure almost any group of church today versus 30 years ago, you likely find that only one person is being reached with the gospel for every 40 to 60 church members. You will find that conversions have declined precipitously, and where you find numerical growth, you are more likely to find that the growth is transfer of Christians from one church to another. That's not evangelism. That's sheep shuffling. Not only pastors and leaders, but you and me and every regular Christian who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and has experienced the love of God needs to realize I need to fall down on my face before God and ask Him to reignite my heart to Jesus with an evangelistic passion. When evangelism dies as a priority in my own life, then I see it in my church and my surroundings, then I realize that something is missing. So why should we allow ourselves to say, Lord, change me because I am not happy the way I am. I need to evangelize. I need to not only read the Bible, I need to pray, I need to fellowship. I also need to be a witness. But because of the fact that Jesus commanded it, He said to go, typically the Great Commission, Matthew 28, our evangelistic and disciple making command. Also because Christ is the only way of salvation. There is no way around it. Salvation is exclusive. There's only one way. And Jesus could not have made it clear in John 14:6 when Jesus told that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and it is the message that we must define. Christ died for the world. Therefore, we must be evangelists. There is a reason that John 3:16 is the most familiar, most quoted verse in the history of humanity. Jesus died for the world. He's the only way, but he has provided a way for everyone. That is a message that is urgent and worth telling. Indeed, it's the greatest message ever. Why should we work on the foundation of our witness, our evangelism? Because not only we can say churches, but our own hearts and lives are not intentional about sharing our faith with other people. In our marketplace, everywhere we go, because typically, when we are weak in evangelism, then we push it to somebody else to do it. Not only the pastor, not only the minister, but every Christian, every believer is called to evangelize, to be a witness. And also, we tend to obsess inwardly, and we fall to move outwardly. So it is time not to think only of ourselves, what I like and what I enjoy, but to think to go out. That's why I appreciate that you're bringing us and God making us aware. We must pray. And we must pray for the missionaries. We must pray for the evangelists. We must pray for the body of Christ, the churches, the ministers everywhere. Because evangelistic Christians actually are going to grow stronger and we become better disciples of Christ.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life